In the introit of today's Holy Mass, we pray, I have lifted my soul unto thee, O Lord. In thee I trust. I will not be confounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With all of this anxiety, the panic, and the hysteria, with all that's going on today, coronavirus and everything else, I just heard the other day when I was in at Stemper's that even Mundelein Seminary had shut their doors and told the seminarians to go home. And next week they would be homeschooling their classes. And so many other Novus Ordo churches have closed their doors. And everyone is told not to go into public gatherings. And so professional and college sports have all been canceled. There is some positive news, after all. But then we have all of these other gatherings being canceled. And 24/7 social media coming after us, telling us that we had better worry about this one and stay indoors. Don't go anywhere at all. It is hysteria. Really. Remember this, though. As we're going through this, don't pay so much attention to the headlines themselves. Pay attention to what's going on behind the headlines. That's the way it works. This is, after all, this world is run by the prince of the devils. And they've got their agenda and their mission, and it's going on behind the scenes. Watch what happens. This coronavirus, it's not much. I wouldn't worry about that. But in any case, it is, for people all over the world, it is truly a cross, causing many people to panic, causing many people to worry. But did you realize today, as I did when I woke up, the birds are still chirping outside. Life continues to go on. God is in charge. He hasn't changed. The world is in chaos, but He remains changeless. And those are things that we must think about. While the Novus Ordo shuts their church doors, we open ours. Because that's the way it was meant to be. All throughout Christendom, in times of famine and plague and sickness, when it would ravage a whole country and people were dying, public processions were being made. The faithful assisted at Mass, because reparation had to be made. These things are most likely a fatherly punishment for our sins. You think of it. It all started in China. Well, what's been going on in China lately? It's been an anti-Christian persecution. In Italy, well, Pacamama. Of course. It all makes sense now. And for us, it's a warning that we better watch out with all of our abortion and our paganism and our socialism and everything else. But why does God permit all of this suffering for us Catholics? Well, He tells us Himself, my ways are not your ways. We must not forget that in this time, we must turn away from social media and turn towards the faith. That is what will make it all right. We must not forget, for instance, that God knows all things from all eternity. He has known about this from all eternity. Never was there a single instant in which God did not know that this happening would take place. And from all eternity, he knows each one of you and all that you will suffer through this ordeal in the way of worry and anxiety. He knows what you don't like and what you do like. And he knows what each one of you needs to gain the beatific vision. So when suffering comes, remember that God knows all about it, and he has planned it wisely from all eternity. When we look about the world or in our own life and see suffering, know that God knows and cares about what is going on, and he knows best how to arrange it and to draw a greater good from all the evils that take place. This is what our faith teaches us. And when we look into the lives of the saints, we're amazed. St. Gregory the Great, for example, who formed the procession with the litany of saints and other prayers in the times of plague, and his prayers were answered. How did he have the courage to go out in the middle of a plague-stricken country and pray in public, and to know that it would work? Well, it was his faith. How did they endure such crosses and such sufferings and still keep going? The answer is in the Our Father, really. That's our subject for Lent. And this is the prayer that makes saints. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The saints knew to imitate our Lord. Be imitators of me. St. Paul, I believe it was, says in today's epistle. But our Lord says it to all of us. Be imitators of me. Think of our Lord in the agony of the garden, pressed to the ground, the weight of our sins upon him, blood streaming down his face. If anyone ever experienced anxiety, it was our Lord in Gethsemane, when he saw how all the world was conspiring, at least all that part of the world, was conspiring against him. His priests were coming after him, making plans to put him to death. And the local government would soon condemn him. And he would see in every little minute detail all the sufferings he would very shortly be enduring. And the burden crushed him, so that it pushed blood through his pores. And he felt sadness, and he prayed, "Not my will, O Father, but thine." And St. Gerard would imitate him in this. He used to go around saying, "The will of God, the will of God." It's all sanctity is there. And over the door of his room, he wrote, "Here, the will of God is done." And so we should act. All that's going on now is the will of God. That's the first thing that we should focus on. Remember, secondly, through all of this panic, that there is still a heaven going on at this moment. We've got to rise above all the chaos and think of the peace that exists in heaven. Just last week, our Lord showed us the gospel of the Transfiguration. And he was, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, and he was preparing his apostles to be ready for our Lord's passion. But I think that the church was preparing each one of us for all the sufferings that we're going through now by reminding us of heaven, that we must think of it in times of trial, St. Paul says that eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what things God has prepared for those who love him. Nothing on earth, nothing, however beautiful, can come close in comparison to heaven's beauties. St. Bernard says that paradise is a place where there is nothing that thou wouldst not want, and everything that thou wouldst want. And St. Alphonsus says, in paradise there is no night. There is no seasons of winter and summer, but one perpetual day of unvaried serenity, one perpetual spring of unvaried delights. No more persecutions, no more jealousies, for all in heaven love one another. No more sickness or pain or poverty, for there is nothing more in heaven to desire. No more fears or anxiety, for the soul is confirmed in grace and can no longer sin or lose God. And he says later on, St. Alphonsus does, when we see ourselves afflicted with the troubles of this life, let us lift our eyes unto heaven and console ourselves by saying, paradise. The sufferings will one day come to an end. Nay, they will themselves become objects over which to rejoice. The saints await us. The angels await us. Mary awaits us. And Jesus stands with the crown in his hand, wherewith to crown us if we shall be faithful to him. What beautiful thoughts our faith gives us to get us through all of these trials. But remember lastly, what is it, besides reflecting on the will of God and of heaven, there is one more practical thing that we should do that no one else will do because they do not believe in sin. We perhaps are being punished by a fatherly God for the sins of mankind. Then it's up to us to make reparation to Almighty God's honor. There is no time to stay at home from church. Come to church more frequently during this Lenten season. Hear an extra Mass. Make an extra Holy Communion. Say an extra rosary at least a couple times a week, and say the Litany of Saints, a long prayer, but certainly a great act of reparation, and offer up your Lenten penances, the fasting and whatnot, all in reparation for the sins that you have committed, that I have committed, that the whole world commits without ever blinking an eye. These are the things that we must be focusing on during this time of panic and anxiety. May our Lord and our Lady grant you this grace, and may they grant you the peace of soul that comes with it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.